The New York Giants extended general manager Joe Shane last night. A little bit of a surprising move to some. Others felt like this was a long time coming if you took a look at what John Harbaugh was kind of setting up throughout the offseason. But John Harbaugh is the real storyline here with Joe Shane getting his extension. This was a John Harbaugh decision and move. And there's a lot to unpack here because I'll just kind of get this out of the way. I don't really feel like Joe Shane deserved an extension. But I'm also not that upset about it. So Alex and I are going to go ahead and dive into it, give our takes on it, kind of unpack why the Giants are extending Joe Shane and what it means for the future of this franchise on today's episode of Fireside Giants, which of course is presented by Prize Picks. So I'm Anthony Rivardo, and that's my co-host Alex Wilson. Alex, I'll let you get the first crack at this. You know, how are you feeling today, and what are your thoughts on Joe Shane getting extended?
Yeah, man, Joe Shane getting extended. Did not see that one coming, but for the Giants, I understand what they're doing here. And listen, extensions for general managers, extension for head coaches, it doesn't really mean that much. They can still be fired for doing a bad job. I think that really what happened here is John Harbaugh gave his blessing. Because I don't think that Joe Shane would have gotten extended if John Harbaugh didn't give ownership his blessing and saying that I can work with him. You know, this is a relationship that actually has some legs. So Joe Shane did the right thing, and I'll give him credit for this. He went into a corner and decided, I'm going to be humble. You know, I'm going to humble myself in the process. Moves I've made were bad in the past. You know, we watched that first interview after the season ended, and he looked rattled. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a GM look that scared before. Like, he was on the brink of getting fired. Somehow he managed to survive, and now his demeanor looks a lot more positive. And I think because he has someone in the room like in Harbaugh that has 18 years of head coaching experience, he is now the leader of that entire organization. They gave him the keys, right? They said, John Harbaugh, you're the guy. Joe Shane is here to support you in whatever ways you need, not the other way around. Like, Joe Shane, in my opinion, is not coming to the table and like bossing Harbaugh around. This is Harbaugh's team. All of the moves we've made this offseason scream John Harbaugh, all of them. Right? How many Ravens players do we have? Even the draft pick screamed John Harbaugh, just taking the best possible player no matter what the position was, and he got the guy he wanted. And, you know, listen, I'm not going to sit here and like pretend like Joe Shane didn't offer value in that process and find ways to contribute, because I'm sure all the intel information, the draft board, all the high-tech stuff he's introduced, all that stuff does play a part. And I think that one of Harbaugh's biggest things he likes about Joe Shane is the fact that he has introduced a lot of modern metrics and analytics to the program. So there wasn't a huge like change that was required. He was just able to pick right up with all the analytics he wanted. So I think that Joe Shane's done some good stuff. And the fact that he's been humble in a way that, you know, has allowed him to learn and listen and watch and react and do what's best for the team, do what's best for Harbaugh. If Harbaugh gave the green light there and gave the sign off, I get it. I understand why they did this, but that doesn't mean we have to forget all the crap that Joe Shane did in the past. We still remember that, and we still got to see product on the field that actually performs well.
100%. Like, we need to see improvement from this team moving forward. We're all kind of projecting improvement because John Harbaugh is here, and we're very hopeful. And again, that's going to tie into my feelings about why I'm okay with the Joe Shane extension at the end of the day. But, you know, we do need to see this team deliver on the football field. We've had plenty of offseason excitement over the last, 6 years since we started this podcast, Alex, and we've seen one winning season. Despite tons of offseason excitement, we've seen one winning season in the Fireside Giants era. So we need to see results on the football field this year. But let me kind of unpack my thoughts and feelings about Joe Shane, because it's no secret. If you've been watching this channel for a while, I am not a Joe Shane fan. I am probably one of his biggest critics. I was calling for his firing this past offseason, the one before that, probably the one before that too. Like, I have had beef with this guy for a minute. I've also given him a lot of credit where it's due, though. I think a lot of people don't recognize that I was one of the first to really say, hey, the fact that the Giants hired John Harbaugh is a huge glowing review and praise for Joe Shane. And not only just the fact that Harbaugh said yes to the Giants with Joe Shane present, but the fact that Joe Shane was a quote-unquote relentless recruiter of John Harbaugh. He actually played a critical role in getting John Harbaugh hired by the New York Giants, and he does deserve a ton of credit for that. Everybody thought that he was going to be a deterrent to bring in John Harbaugh to New York, and he actually was one of the leading causes as to why he wound up in New York. So Joe Shane does indeed deserve credit for that. He deserves credit for the three most recent draft classes, 2024, 25, and 26. Now, I know that the Giants were picking high in all those draft classes, but even if you look to the middle rounds, he did find some good value. And I even think going back to that 2023 class, It looks terrible on paper, but the night of the draft, we were all really excited. I think there was a real issue here with culture and with coaching and development. And yes, Joe Shane deserves some blame for that. He hired the coaching staff. He implemented the culture. He made a lot of mistakes along the way in conjunction with the mistakes that the coaching staff made. But he did make some good moves along the way as well, trading for Brian Burns, drafting, of course, Malik Nabers, trading up to get Jackson Dart because his head coach wanted that quarterback. So there are moments where you can give him plenty of praise and credit. There are also moments where we can give him a lot of shit and really criticize him. The Daniel Jones contract, you know, the 2023 draft class does look terrible now a few years out. Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal did not pan out, although you can kind of attribute some of that to coaching, of course. But some of these free agency signings like a Paulson Adebo, like a Javon Holland, don't look too good right now. We're just hoping that this new coaching staff can make those deals look better. So there are plenty of mistakes. The more that I talk about it, the more I think of, you know, even more mistakes that he's made. So there are plenty of mistakes. But at the end of the day, I'm not upset about this because this is John Harbaugh's team. It is no longer Joe Shane's regime, right? Last offseason, Alex, we talked about Joe Shane's regime. It wasn't Brian Daboll's regime. It was Joe Shane's regime. This offseason, it's John Harbaugh's regime. John Harbaugh is pulling the strings. He makes the final decisions. He calls the shots. He decides who's on this team, who's not on this team, which direction they're going. And Joe Shane just helps him accomplish that. If that's all Joe Shane is doing, is helping John Harbaugh accomplish his vision, accomplish his goals, see out the vision that he has for this football team. And if John Harbaugh feels as though Joe Shane is the best man for that job, then I am okay with this. So no, I don't think that Joe Shane deserves an extension. 22-45-1 since he took over as the general manager. Lots of mistakes in free agency, lots of mistakes in the draft. So no, he doesn't deserve the extension. But John Harbaugh, this is him effectively hiring his general manager, saying, I like Joe Shane. He auditioned for me over the last few months. I'm more than pleased with what he's done, and I believe that we're going to form a winning partnership over the next couple of years. So don't think that this is ownership forcing a GM on Harbaugh, because that's not even possible with the current makeup of John Harbaugh's contract. This is John Harbaugh telling ownership, I like this guy. Keep him in the building. You have a good one. This is who I want. And when the Giants hired John Harbaugh, Alex, we all said, the Giants are saved. They've got their guy, future Hall of Famer, a program builder, a guy who knows how to win. He did it for 18 years in Baltimore. So we need to trust him. That's what we said in January. That's what we have to say now in May when John Harbaugh makes a decision to extend Joe Shane. That's really my take on it. So again, I don't think he deserves the extension, but I'm not upset that he got it. I just want to trust in John Harbaugh and reserve my judgment until I see this product on the football field in September.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, I think the way that I'm wrapping my head around this is pretty simple. We don't know if the Giants are going to be a good football team just yet. I think that we have a lot of reason to believe they will be. We love Jackson Dart. You know, we have some guys coming back from injury. They made a lot of moves this offseason. But we've fallen trapped to this before, Anthony, many times. And look, I love John Harbaugh, and I think that he's going to be a great head coach. But me thinking is not me seeing. Me hoping is not me witnessing. You know, these have to be executed. These wins have to be won before I buy in to a team that right now on paper is much better and I think has a better coaching staff. But it's all just hope right now. And I think that that's something that we've fallen ill to in the past. And Joe Shane being extended, cool, that's great. They're taking John Harbaugh's word for it that they're working well together and that they can do and build what they see fit. And Joe Shane's been a good worker bee. And I think that's all he needs to be. Whatever, if Harbaugh needs coffee, if Harbaugh needs water, if Harbaugh needs orange juice, if Harbaugh needs liquor, Joe Shane better be there with a freaking silver cup. Like that's really what his role is now to support. And that's what every GM's role is, to support their head coach in a way. But this is a different dynamic because Harbaugh has significantly more control than Joe Shane. I think if you don't agree with that, you're not looking at this in reality, because this whole roster just changed to be what John Harbaugh wanted, not what Joe Shane perceived it should be. You saw the people they've added, the players with better hands. The Giants, and you want to know how I know this is John Harbaugh's team now? The Giants would have never drafted a player like Malachi Fields in the last 3 years. Never. Never. They didn't even, they would rather go scoop up a freaking practice squad or like Lil Jordan Humphrey or Isaiah Hodgins than spend a draft pick on a possession receiver with good hands. So I know that the whole system is changing. I know the entire roster makeup has changed based on the personnel they've added, right? I mean, we lost Dexter Lawrence partially because Joe Shane messed up that whole relationship. So there's that. I think they pivoted really, really well thanks to John Harbaugh, right? I'm going to give Harbaugh a lot of credit for helping that pivot happen, you know, helping execute the draft picks and DJ Reader. You think DJ Reader would come to a team that was led by Brian Daboll and Joe Shane? Probably not, guys. Do you think that Darnell Mooney and Calvin Austin would sign incentive-laden deals to go to a team with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane on the precipice of more ass? Definitely not, guys. John Harbaugh has been the reason we've gotten these steals of deals. The reason that we've been able to go and get some of these guys that otherwise would not have signed here. So I see the power dynamic pretty clearly. If Joe Shane is doing a good job supporting that power dynamic and supporting John Harbaugh, I can buy into this decision. I can understand why it's happening. But all I can hope is that he learns, keeps soaking up as much intel, as much information as he possibly can to turn his own career around and become a GM that supports his head coach in a way that's proper and doesn't work against him like we saw in the past with some of the decisions made with Brian Daboll.
Absolutely. The synergy right there that you're alluding to is critical. And the only reason Joe Shane is getting this extension is because John Harbaugh feels like he has great synergy with the general manager. So I want to dive into that a little bit further. But first, I do want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of today's episode, which is Prize Picks. So just jumping over to take a quick look at Prize Picks. If you guys haven't heard of it yet, it's America's number one sports picks app. It's a daily fantasy sports platform that's super easy to use. No complicated lines to worry about. As you can see on the screen, just pick more or less on a few player stats and lock in your lineup. Super straightforward and available in most states, including California, Texas, and Florida. So taking a look at Prize Picks right now, they have some great lines, of course, for the NBA playoffs. You guys can make some picks on that, but I'm going to go ahead and scroll over to NFL season and look at some of these new picks that you can make on the rookies. Like, they do have some of these guys, like if you go over to sacks, Arvel Reese, and I'm going to take more on 2.75 season sacks. So basically, Arvel Reese needs to put up 3 sacks. I think he's going to do that. Giants are going to use him, yes, as a will linebacker, but he's also going to go ahead, rotate, and pass rush on passing downs like third and fourth down. I think he puts up 3 sacks this year. And then Myles Garrett, more on 14 sacks feels easy to me. Guy put up like 25 sacks last year. 14 at this point, as crazy as it sounds, it seems kind of low for Myles Garrett. He's that much of a monster. So I'm just going to take those 2 sack lines, build my lineup, and submit. It's that easy. You guys could see just how easy it is to make picks on Prize Picks, and it's super fun. Plus, you can follow me on Prize Picks at Anthony Rivardo. Tail all of my picks. Check out all of my lineups there right here. I just won some picks last night with the New York Knicks and their win over the Atlanta Hawks. Clutch game there. So, guys, like I said, check out Prize Picks. Use code HMA. Click the link in the description. You will get $50 in lineups instantly when you play your first $5 lineup using code HMA. So good luck. Enjoy the games. Remember to always play responsibly. So, Alex, you mentioned all of these roster moves very clearly have John Harbaugh's fingerprints all over them, Malachi Fields being one of them. But I actually want to kind of peel back a layer there because, yes, that's a John Harbaugh selection. All of these contracts that the Giants signed in offseason, like Isaiah Likely, Pat Ricard, these are all John Harbaugh signings, absolutely. But John Harbaugh is basically dictating, this is what I want done. I need you to execute Joe Shane. And I think that Joe Shane has executed everything that John Harbaugh had within his vision. And that's why he's being extended. And I do think he deserves credit for that. Let's take this for example. It's very clear to me that there was a rift between Dexter Lawrence and Joe Shane. And that's one of the reasons why he requested the trade alongside the money aspects and everything, right? But I think John Harbaugh got into the middle of this and said, you know what? I want to trade him. Let's move on. Let's get this disgruntled guy out of the locker room. And then Joe Shane said, let's execute. And then he ended up helping get the 10th overall pick in return for Dexter Lawrence. He deserves credit for that. And I even think you can go back to the Brian Daboll days to look at evidence of him being able to execute for his head coach. When they were going through the 2025 NFL draft, rather, and they were looking at those quarterbacks, Brian Daboll started pounding the table for Jackson Dart. Draft night rolled around, and Joe Shane made the calls, executed the trade to move up and get the quarterback that his head coach wanted, despite all of the reporting indicating that Joe Shane might have wanted a different quarterback. He saw out his head coach's vision, and he's been doing that again over the last few months for John Harbaugh. So we love all of these contracts that are being signed. We love all these players that are being drafted. Malachi Fields is a great example of that because the Giants traded up to get Malachi Fields. because that's what John Harbaugh wanted. So Joe Shane went ahead and executed. And I think he deserves credit for executing the plans and the vision that the head coach has in his head. So I don't know, what's kind of your perspective on that? The fact that this is John Harbaugh's show, he's calling the shots, but somebody still has to execute those shots and free up the time for John Harbaugh to be a coach on top of, you know, all of the other roster building things that he does. And I actually think Joe Shane's done a good job of executing throughout the last few months.
He absolutely needs somebody to be going and executing, as John Harbaugh is building this synergy, building the chemistry on this team, you know, meeting the players, managing the players, managing their social media comments and all that crap. So listen, I mean, Harbaugh's got his hands full. He's trying to set the tone for a whole team that he just stepped into. Part of that is being awake at 4:30 in the gym. You know, part of that is setting the example and saying, you know what, guys, I'm going to work harder than all of you. And the guys who match my effort will play. The guys who don't will not. It's as simple as that. This year, listen, as optimistic as I am, I actually have tempered my expectations on this season because I do think the roster is going to change quite a bit over the next year or two, mainly because a lot of these guys still aren't John Harbaugh's. They're just locked up in contracts, right? Darius Slayton, you can't get rid of him, you know, unless you trade him. Who the hell's trading for Darius Slayton? Paulson Adebo, while I like Paulson Adebo, we have to see him bounce back. You know, there's a big question mark there. Javon Holland, is he going to be a decent player? I don't know. Like, there are a lot of guys on this roster that are playing for their futures on this team and playing to be winners, right? Tyler Newbin's another one. He's not even a free agent, but I did a whole thread on Ardarius Washington yesterday. I know Ardarius Washington, you know, is pretty familiar with John Harbaugh. He was a Raven. You know, it's a guy that he likes a lot. Is Tyler Newbin going to keep his job if he doesn't show that max effort? He doesn't improve and show, you know, that he gets better at strong safety? I don't know. A lot's going to happen in the next year. There's going to be bumps and bruises along the way. I don't expect the Giants to be a flawless team on day one. I think they're going to be a very decent team, competitive team, but they got ways to go. Like, they do have ways to go. And as long as Joe Shane is out there doing all the dirty work that John Harbaugh needs done, the scouting, the evaluation, the analytics, presenting him with all the information that he needs to make the right decisions, then he's doing his job at a high level. That's all it takes. But the problem was Brian Daboll wasn't a great scout. Like, he was a great quarterback scout, great quarterback kind of magician, as that was his entire reason of being hired. But aside from the quarterback room, and even I'll give him some credit for receivers too, because I think, you know, obviously anyone could have got Neighbors and been happy with that. But even the development of Wandale Robinson was pretty inspiring. Like, he became a solid player. There were not that many other guys, though, that really he maximized. So it was a small sample there. But Daboll was not a good scout outside of what he found in Jackson Dart, right? And what he did with Josh Allen. So, like, Harbaugh is, though. Like, Harbaugh is a good scout, a much better. I would say he's the best scout, but he's a much better scout than Brian Daboll. And having that and all the analytics, I do think this is a decent combination with him and Joe Shane.
And even more important than being a good scout, John Harbaugh is a good developer of talent, right? Not just scouting talent, but developing it. You know, like you mentioned there with Wandale Robinson, and I think the development of Jackson Dart as a rookie, I mean, he definitely stepped in and looked a lot more prepared in week four than we expected him when the Giants drafted him all the way in April. You know, he got up to speed pretty quickly. So there was a couple moments of good development, but overall, Evan Neal completely faltered, Deontay Banks completely faltered, Kayvon Thibodeau stalled out, right? So many players failed to develop with Brian Daboll. And again, Joe Shane deserves some of that flack too, because he decided to ride with Brian Daboll and he decided to build the culture around this football team. So yeah, Joe Shane deserves flack for that. But John Harbaugh is a true talent developer in addition to being a talent scout. So that's why the prospects of this team, the future of this team, looks so much brighter, because we know, okay, the talent that's coming in should actually improve after it gets here. I think Jackson Dart's going to be better this upcoming season with better coaching and development around him. I think that guys like Arvell Reese are going to be maximized immediately and not take 8 years to kick into gear because the defense is trying to figure out what to do with them, a la Abdul Carter last season, right? He really only came on the second half of the year. It felt to me like the Giants, well, they didn't really know what to do. Was he a pure edge rusher? Was he an off-ball linebacker? Was he a hybrid in between? What are you going to do with him? Sounds like with Arvell Reese, they have a very intentional plan here. They know exactly what they're doing. Colton Hood, same thing. So I think that's really going to make the biggest difference. If anything is going to change for this New York Giants future, it's going to be caused by player development. And that's going to be because they hired John Harbaugh. And again, executing, getting the players for the head coach, I think Joe Shane's always done a decent job of that, but giving them to the wrong head coach, that's been the problem, and hopefully John Harbaugh helps solve those problems. So I could go on a laundry list here, Alex. I can go, this is a mistake that Joe Shane made, and that's why he doesn't deserve to keep his job. This is another mistake he made. He made this mistake. I could go through all of them, and you guys know I have done it before, right? I have made the argument as to why the Giants needed to fire Joe Shane several times in the past, but the prevailing reason that I always had was culture. It was a losing culture and a bad football program because the Giants had a very bad football program from 2022 to 2025. But the program has been rebuilt with Joe Shane in the building. Joe Shane accepted a reduced role, accepted less authority, and adapted to a new head coach coming in. In fact, he pursued that head coach with the intention of stepping aside so that head coach could take more of the reins and teach him how to be a general manager. And I do think all of that is highly commendable. I have to give credit to Joe Shane for that because a lot of GMs, they wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have said, let me bring in this guy and back off and let him teach me to be better. Let me bring in this guy to win football games and I'm going to have less control. Let me give up my authority for this other person. A lot of people won't effectively demote themselves. And I think Joe Shane kind of did. So I give him a lot of credit for those things. And again, when I'm looking at the future of this team, the future is brighter just because of who the head coach is and because the Giants now have a program builder in John Harbaugh. So if my argument for firing Joe Shane was the lack of a football program, once they brought in John Harbaugh and he reinstalled a new program, that argument to fire Joe Shane kind of went out of the window. So I'm going to wait and see. I'm still not sold on Joe Shane. I'm not saying that the Giants are going to be a great football team. And again, like you mentioned, GM contracts, you can get out of them really quickly. He could be fired next year. It's totally possible. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because I have confidence in John Harbaugh. And John Harbaugh is demonstrating that he has confidence in Joe Shane. So that's kind of my full thoughts on the whole topic. But I do want to kind of, before we get out of here, Alex, touch on one other pressing topic in the New York Giants stratosphere right now, which is Malik Nabers and how we keep hearing more. And the more we hear, the more concerned I am getting about Malik Nabers' knee injury, because last week there was an update that he had another surgery to reduce some stiffness, but it was somewhat routine and shouldn't completely impact his timeline. But then John Harbaugh goes to the podium and says, well, it's a really difficult to manage injury. It was a severe injury, so we're going to have to keep an eye on it. And then Adam Schefter's coming out with bad kind of updates, and Jordan Renan is coming out with bad updates. It doesn't sound like this knee injury is a very easy one for Malik Nabers to recover from. I think there might be a little bit more hiding underneath the surface, and I am starting to get concerned for his potential status in week one. Alex, what's your take on the constant, seemingly negative updates here over Malik Nabers' knee recovery?
I mean, listen, the quote that Harbaugh said, I think, is being blown out of proportion a little bit. He was like, it wasn't a regular knee injury. I mean, that's a straight up fact. It was an ACL and meniscus tear. Like, it was not an easy surgery. It was complicated. There's multiple torn ligaments there. It does take more time. That cleanup surgery isn't unusual. Players do it. He still has tons of time to get back on the field. But listen, even if he's not back until, let's say, week four, it is what it is. Like, you have, that's why the Giants brought in all the depth they did. Calvin Austin, Darnell Mooney, Isaiah Likely. They still got Theo Johnson. You know, they got Malachi Fields. Like, Jackson Dart did what he did last season without Nabers at all. At all. So he's going to have Scadaboo back. That'll be a nice kind of addition to the equation. But if Nabers needs an extra month, you give him an extra month. What are you going to do? Like, cry about it? No, we have all this depth now for a reason. Darnell Mooney is a good football player, right? Calvin Austin's a good gadget piece. Isaiah Likely is basically a receiver, a jumbo receiver. Am I a little bit nervous about it? I mean, sure, because I don't really, like, it's vague, so I don't know what to think. There's no clear timeline, but I'd wager he's going to be back by week five at the very latest, and so be it. Like, we're thinking long term here. You know, don't compromise his health, obviously, for short term gains. Like, the Giants are probably not winning a Super Bowl this season. Like, if we're being realistic, we're hoping to make the playoffs. Like, that's what our goal is, just sneak into the playoffs. But we're thinking about year two of Harbaugh, year three of Harbaugh. Like, that's what we're thinking about. And as long as Nabers is good for those years, we'll be fine. Like that's really my, I'm thinking long-term here. I'm thinking process, but starting out strong. And listen, sometimes it's okay to have those other guys get involved early. That means that you can lean on them. Like they get some experience to get their feet wet. You know, Darnell Mooney gets some experience with Jackson Dart. Like those are good problems to have, because then if another injury pops up, they're ready to go. Like they're ready to go. They already have action together. So there's silver linings weaved into that, you know, kind of negative storyline as well.
Yeah, agreed. I think it's a great opportunity for Malachi Fields, Calvin Austin, who's been having a big OTAs. You know, he's been getting that opportunity in the starting lineup because Malik Nabers and Darius Slayton are sidelined. So it is a big opportunity for some of these other guys. And, you know, Darnell Mooney, Calvin Austin, Malachi Fields, and everybody else, step up. You got to step up here and make some plays with Jackson Dart while Malik Nabers continues to recover. But I'm hopeful Malik Nabers is going to play early this season. I don't know if I'm confident that week one is going to be the week that he returns, but if he starts out on the PUP list and then he's activated for week four, you know, it's tough, but it is what it is. And I'd rather have a 100% healthy Malik Nabers who's not risking long-term injuries rather than having an 80% Malik Nabers with a higher chance of re-injury, right? Let him get healthy. Don't sacrifice the long-term outlook for his career or for, you know, the success of the New York Giants, because he plays an integral role in their success. So a lot unpacked here. It's May. It should be really quiet, but for some reason, the New York Giants keep giving us stuff to talk about. Joe Shane extension, Malik Nabers injury updates, plenty going on here, and of course OTA. So do stay tuned to the channel, because we will have tomorrow some breakdowns coming out. We're going to talk about OTA's recaps. We're going to talk about a Colton Hood film breakdown that's coming out soon on the channel. So stay tuned. Keep your eyes peeled for all of that. Do make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe if you're new, and ring the bell so you don't miss an episode. And comment your thoughts on Joe Shane's extension down below in the comment section. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review. And go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, we'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.